Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 8th, 2024. This is Lori Boyer. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. May corn is currently down 2.25 cents. May soybeans are up 2 cents. CBOT wheat is up 5.25 cents. KC wheat is up 2 cents. Minneapolis wheat is up 2.5 cents. The grain market saw a stronger close in all the grains except CBOT wheat on Thursday, says Al Cluis, managing director of Cluis Commodity Advisors. A strong move on Thursday put prices at or above key moving averages for corn and soybeans. If the USDA report is neutral or slightly friendly today, could we see the funds cover more of their short positions across the grain sector? Later this morning, USDA is expected to release the March World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates WASDA report. Traders are expecting to see little changes to U.S. ending stocks versus the February numbers in a report today, says Cluis. Decreases are expected in the world numbers for corn and soybean supplies as Brazilian production is thought to be lower than last month. In case you missed it, take a look at the most popular story on agriculture.com yesterday. Use non-prime farmland for renewable energy, says Vilsack. From the story. At the same time, he announced $2.2 billion in loans and loan guarantees for rural electric cooperatives. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack acknowledged on Wednesday fears that U.S. farmland will be covered by wind turbines and solar collectors. We know there are some concerns out there about whether renewable energy will overtake prime farmland, he said. At the same time, he announced $2.2 billion in loans and loan guarantees for rural electric cooperatives. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack acknowledged on Wednesday fears that U.S. farmland will be covered by wind turbines and solar collectors. For now, there are some concerns out there about whether renewable energy will overtake prime farmland, he said. We're obviously encouraging use of non-prime farmland for purposes of renewable energy, said Vilsack, speaking at the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association's annual meeting in San Antonio. Discussion of renewable energy projects should include an examination of how farming might be impacted, he said. It's one of the reasons we announced our RAISE initiative. The Rural and Agricultural Income and Savings from Rural Energy Initiative has an initial goal of helping 400 farmers to install small-scale wind projects to power their own operations or to sell wind-generated electricity, perhaps working with several neighbors, to their local utility. A winter storm warning is still in place for parts of Nebraska and Wyoming, according to the National Weather Service. Nebraska's winter storm warning calls for additional snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. The warning is set to expire at 9 a.m. CST today. Wyoming's warning also calls for 1 to 3 inches more snow and is in place from this afternoon until 5 p.m. MST. Several counties across the plains also still face a winter weather advisory, the bulk of which are in Nebraska. One of the National Weather Service advisories covering 5 Nebraska counties says snow and blowing snow expected. Total snow accumulation of 2 to 5 inches with locally higher amounts. Blowing snow may also result in periods of reduced visibility with northerly winds gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour.